Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimal results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Calling all bikers and bike clubs and motorcycle lovers. Street Strugglers presents the Big Buck Bonanza. I repeat, calling out all bikers and bike clubs and motorcycle lovers. Street Strugglers presents the Big Buck Bonanza.
Hey, y'all, it's the Chief Buck of Busy Bee. I'm going to be in the building Saturday, October the 20th at the Capitol Raceway. You better be there or be square.
Come out for the last big ride and bike gathering of the year. Saturday, October 20th at the Capitol Raceway, 1451 Capitol Raceway Road, Crofton, Maryland, 21114.
Hey, what up? It's Travis Devon, a.k.a. BOSS Bossman. Come rock with us Saturday, October 20th, Capitol Raceway. All my bikers, let's ride out. Let's go.
Only 25 minutes from downtown Baltimore and D.C.
Yo, what's up? It's your man Conan. Check it out, man. Capitol Raceway is going down. Of course, you know, I'm going to be on the bike doing what I do. Anybody trying to get with me, you know what? You need to come see me. I'm in the building, so make sure you come on out.
For more information, call Mike Mace at 443-240-5372.
Hi, everyone. It's Miss Fox Body saying hello, hello, hello. If you would like to speak, please press 1. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm great, and how are you?
I'm all right. I'd like to welcome everyone to another episode of Race Talk Radio on Thursday with me, your host, Tricky Ricky, and Miss Foxbody. Miss Foxbody, how was the weekend at Macon?
It was awesome.
What y'all have going on?
We had I'm the wrong one to ask because I messed everything up, but we had a great race, and the prize was, I think, $1,000. And We didn't have, no one got hurt. Everything was safe. That's the most important part. But it was a really great turnout, a really, really great turnout. And we had fun.
Oh, okay. Well, we had a nice little event up here this weekend hosted by Sterling H.D. Turry and the Old Jacks crew, along with Mr. Ralph Hill of the Alley Boys Racing, where HD and Old Jacks took the win in the Pro Mod race. And I talked to Terry, and Terry is supposed to be calling in. Also, I'm going to have to get you to call. Do you have Pro Stock Joe's number?
No, I do not.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to need you to call Pro Stop Joe for me, and because I want him to speak on my topic today, which is rules of grudge racing and how to play the game, this game that we call grudge racing, as far as stipulating the race, times, track rules, tree rules. And one reason why I wanted to bring that up, because the last race of the night at Capital Raceway, October the 6th, there was an incident with two cars were supposed to race or lined up to race. And it was said by Sterling of the Ojacks that they would not be running auto start at all at any point during the course of the day as the race was going on. There would be no auto start. Okay, so these two guys line up, and one guy was taking his time, gets timed out, gets a red light. The other guys wanted to get paid. The discrepancy was no auto start, and I guess one party knew there was no auto start. That's why he was taking his time, and the other party did know there was auto start. This is kind of a common problem, and it has happened quite a bit. Matter of fact, the Ojacks and Sniper was involved in the same situation down at Buzz Creek about a year ago. So if you go to grudge race, you gotta understand the rules of the game, and you gotta understand what you're agreeing to, and you have to know everything that's going on. And you have to make that your priority as to know what's going on in the race. We got some, with that being said, that's going to be the subject for today. But we got a couple of upcoming events. We got the Street Stroker bike event, which is Saturday. And I'm sure Dirt is on the line to talk about that. Capital Raceway has a couple of events going on this weekend. I'm not sure what's going on Saturday, but I'll let them get on and explain that. I know they're on the line. So let's get through the upcoming events, and we can do the race recap from HD's race once we do the upcoming events, and that can go into my topic. So we can go to the phone line and see if we got Capital Raceway on the line. Jamie?
No, I do not.
Okay. You got any callers in the queue?
Yes, I have BJ. BJ, your mic is open.
Oh, there we go. That's Capital.
Okay.
BJ.
Ricky, that's my phone, 6180. This is Jamie. I'm sitting here at the tower with Jimmy.
Oh, okay. How y'all doing?
Doing fine, sir. Doing fine, thank you.
What's going on, Jimmy?
How you doing, sir?
I can't complain. I can't complain. I lost first round, but other than that, everything good.
I heard you talking a little bit about the grudge racing and you know some of the rules of the engagement and so forth there.
Yep.
We'll say the mishap that we had on the last race here for Saturday night. some of that. To clear some of that up, how it got to get there was that is 100% correct on any time that you have any type of grudge racing, whether it be motorcycle, car, it just doesn't matter. You, the best thing to do from a track standpoint is not to have the auto start on in any way because of it being a red light automatic lose out there. What had happened here was we had knew that throughout the day, and we did not have it on all through the day. Late into the night, the race was pretty much over. Everybody was gone, you know, from the lanes. These two cars were sitting in the bottom, and what we had run last was test and tune through the day. So that's when the system got changed to auto start.
Mm-hmm.
Although it shouldn't have got changed, because that race was set up for the whole time for it not to be on. So when these two gentlemen come to the line, it had now got past the girl in the tower.
Okay.
So when they went to it, it was on a 7-second count out, because that's, you know, it's a couple different deals that you can have, 7, I believe. I believe it might be 10 and then 15. But it was set on a 7-second red light deal. So when these guys, like I said, we actually waited around for them guys to get up here to do this. And so we caught the very end of this grudge race.
Okay.
So what had happened was when they went in, the one car went in. There wasn't no, it didn't seem to be playing around there. The one car went in, both were on top bulb. The one went in, and the second one was going in, which I'm not sure, but I think he was building up over there. And as he pursued it to go, he was counted out by the auto start.
Yeah, he only lit the top bulb, and
he went red on the top bulb. The top bulb was still on when his red light was on. So both of us, me and Jamie, were in the tower. We knew right then and there where it was. So, and we also knew that this was not going to be real good. And so we grabbed some radios and went down to the line. So when we got down there, of course, it was a little bit of a hostility, I'll say, going through. Because, of course, like we say, we know the engagement there is red light goes red, that's it. So what had happened was, after hearing both sides of the deal, we thought, we had a little huddle up ourselves. We felt neither side was in error. And just for a little clarification on that, so you know what was going on up in here in the tower, because, you know, of course, I spend a lot of time up here as well, Rick, where Jim's more down, hands-on.
Right.
They had thrown that invitational bracket race. So the auto start was on, off, all throughout the day. And, of course, when that last grudge was in place, it never got turned back off, because they had also had an invitational bracket race that was an 880 or faster for the door cars, 780 or faster for the dragsters.
Right.
So that's how a little bit of the confusion came in. It was a track error. And as we said before, in the event of a track error, you know, we are going to do what is absolutely correct. So at that time, we had actually fooled ourselves. We had asked everybody there that was on both sides for everybody just to hold tight. And, you know, let's lower the hostility to everyone. We will get this figured out. We will straighten this up. So me and Jamie had went to the side of this, and we started talking about it. And we had knew that we needed to fix this, because with the auto start being on, that basically this was a track error, because it shouldn't have been on. So we decided that we would go together and put that money in there to keep the grudge deal here on a straight-up base. And so both of these guys can get that done later on. You know, maybe they'll do something later down the road, but we needed to make it right from our standpoint. So we went ahead and paid the gentleman that was green, and we felt it was the best thing to do. And with that in hand, everybody that was still here had came over to us and said that they said that we had made they couldn't believe it at first because they'd never seen anything like that. Now, I do understand that in sometimes that this can be a lot of money for these things. So this here was a learning curve for us and is one that will not get us again, because we had a meeting on this the very next day in the tower with the staff on this matter. So, but it all turned out to we're not sweating it none, because you know the thing there was is we did the right thing to get it correct, and we'll move forward with this. We'll keep the grudge deal going. And we're still, if I'm not mistaken, Jamie's working on some stuff now for, you know, more of the grudge stuff here for a belt and so forth. And Jamie can tell you more about that. But got that straightened up, and all we can do is apologize to the two that was there. But we felt we did the right thing at the end of the road.
Yeah, well, let me say this. I commend you all on making that decision to pay. But... because this has happened a lot, and I'm just speaking from what I know and what I've seen in the few situations that I've heard of, because it was a track error, it actually was not called. I don't think that it was called for the track to pay. It should have been just a simple, okay, the track messed up, you know, we can back up and do this again. But What I'm trying to get across to racers are that you have to do your due diligence in finding out these things. So
that's right.
If one racer knew that it was AutoStar on and the other didn't, then you know you wouldn't have this problem. And do I think that all grudge racers should have AutoStar off? No, I don't, because in some cases, it cuts out the BSing on the start line of, you know, some people want to do. But you have to stipulate that in your race.
Well, exactly. Yeah,
and that is true.
And that
comes in with you know, knowing the game, knowing how to play the game, and, you know, whether you're good at playing this game or not. It's grudge racing. It's about trickery and deceiving people, and you know, whatever you can do to make odds in your best favor. And I'm sure most people that's really in the game will agree to that. So, you know, but all in all, you as a racer, you as a driver, owner, you know, you have to know everything that's going on at the track and all that's going on, because your money is on the line. So you don't want to, you know, have an issue
right
like this because you didn't know. You know what I mean? In grudge racing, that's really, like, unacceptable.
Right. Well, under normal conditions, and we agree with what you're saying there, but, you know, we felt, and being I sat and wrote the contract with Sterling and Derek and Ralph, you know, it was kind of like a track rental, and it was very clear and wrote in the contract that for – the grudge races, all grudge races that day, the auto start was to be off. And that's why Jimmy and I, you know, we calmed the situation, went off to the side, talked, and we feel that we made the right call on that situation, especially with our claim to fame that we made, Rick, that, you know, we are the grudge capital of the nation. And you know as well, we've asked for a belt from Mr. Jay Barnes from Grudge Inc. To sanction us for a track and to have a belt that we could hold that you know, you guys can race for.
Right.
So,
well,
but we agree with you. You know, under normal conditions, but beings, you know, it was very clear from Mr. Sterling that it was to be off that day for the grudge races. We felt we had made the right decision there.
Yep, that's what we felt.
Okay, I have, I'm going to go a little bit off base because somebody's asking me a question who is listening on the net. Will there be Chess and Tune this Sunday? Chess and Tune and Grudge this Sunday?
Rick, we were looking into this a little bit, and actually when we set up that Pro Sticks Pontiac race, we wasn't sure on just how much the Big Buck Bonanza was going to go and jump over into Sunday, even if it does. So we actually tried to shorten that deal down a little bit on Sunday in case it did, because for one, we can't even send nothing down the track until 12. But yes, we decided to, tonight after talking about that, a couple of people have asked about that. So we were going to go ahead and I think is what we were going to do is allow the ones that came in under the gamblers deal. So go ahead, if you come in and you pay the deal for the gamblers, you can enter the gamblers, and if you don't enter the gamblers, then you can test. And if you do enter the gamblers, you can still test. So that's what we decided, yes. So the answer there is yes. We're going to do something here in a little bit to call Dan down here and get that put on there that we will be doing some testing and tuning as well.
Okay. Miss Foxbody, can you open 410-6053? Well, no. 410-3497.
DJ, your mic is open. Hello, DJ? Caller 410-3497. Your mic is open. All right,
we'll just leave. Just leave him over.
Okay.
But then he called him. BJ must call the wrong number. Okay. Well, again, you know, like I said, I commend y'all. You guys wouldn't happen to have Dirk there with you, do you?
Derek's not here, but I believe he was going to be in queue. BJ's last four numbers, Rick, is 3497 if he's in the queue, 320.
Yeah, that's what we just called him. He wasn't saying that.
Okay.
Yeah,
you there, BJ?
I'm here. I don't know why you can't hear me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we called you a couple of times, but you weren't saying that. How you doing?
Yeah, I was hearing you call me, but I was trying to get back to you. For some reason, I couldn't get in there, but I'm here now.
What's going on?
Well, I couldn't be with the boys tonight. I got my bookkeeper here with me. We got to go over these books, so I was listening in while he's juggling these figures for me. But I'm listening to everything you all say, and I'm agreeing with it. And I'm glad to hear two sides of the story there, because I really thought that, you know, if we could have had those guys get up there and race again, it would have, you know, solved the problem. But we couldn't get that done that night, so we had to do the next best thing, you know, which was pay it off. So it's unfortunate that things like this happen, but there was no other way to handle it that night. And and I'm glad everything worked out without having any problems.
Yeah, well, as Jamie said, it's a learning curve. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the Grudge stuff, but you know, it's a lot, and y'all did. In this case, yes, you guys did the right thing, and that's very commendable for you doing. And it keeps the respect of the races to keep them coming back. So, all in all, it was the best move. And you know, you don't lose anybody. You don't lose any racers. So it is what it is. But you know, hopefully they can do it again at another time. At the same place.
Yep, you're right. And I guess there's enough said on that subject, so if you want to move on to something else, let's go.
All right, well, Lady A, let's see if we have any callers in the queue who may have some questions for Capital.
Miss Foxbody definitely will do that. Monster, your mic is open.
What did I say? Lady A.
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm sorry. What's up, Monster?
Hey, what's up, Capital Raceway?
Hey,
how you doing, Monster? Hello, Mr. Jones.
How y'all doing over there?
Doing fine. We're doing fine, thank you.
Good. How's the DMV doing, Rick? Everybody good?
So far, everybody's good. We're trying to get an understanding on the grudge game and the rules of the game and how to play this game tonight. That's the topic of this evening's discussion. And we may have a few callers in queue. I know I got some text messages from some people today asking for the number for the show, like they had something on their mind that they wanted to get off. So let me get this stuff out in the air on the phone line. Also, I've been asked by some people, how can we go about establishing and setting up some of these races that fans want to see. Apparently it's not, because it still hasn't happened. It's the year is coming to an end, and the grudge racing, I guess you want to say it may have picked up a little bit, but it's still really nothing going on, no heavy action, no good, exciting action going on yet. It's like people still shadow boxing, but they ain't ready to step in the ring yet.
Sometimes what I've learned, people got to understand, grudge racing is different from class racing. Class racing are people who die hard every weekend. Grudge racers are people who do it for mostly the financial side and the stigma of being the man. So that's the one thing I've learned in the last couple of years with Larry putting me, more into the grudge game. And, the guys are, they got their own way that they do things, and you just got to ride along with it till they're ready to call. When they call, you jump on it. So, but, Rick, while I got you, and I got BJ, Jamie, and Jimmy Bradshaw, the Capital Raceway. And I'm going to say this because this is the reason why last week when I got on the show, I said Capital Raceway was our home. Here we go again. Somebody made a mistake, and somebody was man enough or woman enough to admit that they made a mistake that created chaos, and they understand. Fix it and move on. This is why Custom Tees Racing in 2013 will be returning if Capital Raceway will allow to do races there, because it's about the people.
Right.
It's
definitely about the people.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, my sponsors at the race, they all were talking last week. Me and Jimmy had a long talk about the Fred Hill that got to go now. Not only did Fred come up, step up, put in a lot of things for the people, he also was there to race and be a part of the show. You mm-hmm. too, Rick. You came on here, you explained to everybody what we were trying to do with Capital Raceway. And you have to respect these three guys over here, because it's not easy explaining when something went wrong. That's the hardest thing in the world to do to people nowadays. But I have to do it just like they do quite a bit, because you can't make everything and everybody happy. So I commend those guys on that. Lisa and Charles Brunson from the QuarterMileBrothers.com said the exact words. We were there at Capital Raceway. We hadn't been there since 2010. And the respect, the understanding, and the commitment that they gave to us at that racetrack. I got a picture I got to show Jimmy Bradshaw. We call it the Oreo, And we were mm-hmm. laughing about it, because me, him, and Bug were glued at the hip all day to make sure that the people got a great show. And then last week I watched them out there again at the Oktoberfest for the Old Jacks and the Alley Boys. And then to see the Alley Boys and Sterling and them go on the Internet and thank the track and all the people that came out to help support their first event. And you being there, it was a real honor to see that, because the week before we didn't get done what you wanted to get done, and you tried to do it again. So, Rick, I commend mm-hmm. you on that. That was huge of you to go back out there and try to make that happen for those fans. And on Facebook, I saw what that guy wrote, and I say this, and I know he's listening. if he wants a part of you, we can arrange it at any race we do.
Well, that makes two conversations within 2 days that I've heard. I got a text message and read some stuff on there last night. Another person, you know, flapping off at the mouth and saying this and then saying that. But to that, all I have to say is, you know, I'm not hard to find. I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. But I'm not hard to find. So if anybody wanted to race me, wanted to challenge me, mostly everybody know where I work at, and everybody know how to get in touch with me. Somebody know me if you don't. So it ain't hard to find me. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
But the Bow Wow man, that's all he's doing is running his mouth. That man ain't been in the picture since, like you said, 2010. He been out the picture. Now all of a sudden he got some heart to talk. But he said it was all in front, and it could have been. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
But yeah. I just want to make sure that they know we can offer, and we have multi-cars that we're not afraid to offer up to run them. We got multiple cars that will pull into the beans with you in the DMV. So that way everybody understands we got plenty to do up here. So, and we look forward to them coming up being a part of what we do, Rick. And we're working on a little something for you, so that you can travel down south. So Larry and I will be detailing that with you here next week on the show. But we're real excited about that. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. By the way, we got Big Dirt on the line. What's up, Big Dirt?
Hey, man, just getting ready for the race this weekend. Street Strokers. Second, Big Buck Bonanza.
That's right. Big Buck Bonanza. I might see you down this Sunday.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Saturday, and I'm a car guy. Everybody knows I'm a car guy. I've been a car guy all my life. I have never seen anything like this motorcycle racing that I saw this year, and I'm hooked, man. Ricky, I'm going to tell you something. You love to climb down in that car, but when you stand on the side and watch these boys get busy on these two wheels, it's nothing like it, man. 6 second, 200 mile an hour street bikes. That's incredible.
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't know if my opinion would change, but it's definitely phenomenal. I can tell you that much. It's amazing.
Well,
if you're
a lover of racing like I am, and I know you are, sometimes I'm not gonna say I'm gonna give my car. I'm not saying that, but I might be looking to get in with a bike sometime soon, too, because I'm just having that much fun watching these guys, so much so that we put together this awesome team, Street Strokers, once again to put this Big Buck Bonanza on, and we're putting out a lot of money on the table for all the classes, Pro ET, Street ET, Crazy 8, Real Street, Pro Mod, and Grudge. We're trying, and I know the track definitely can hold it. We're trying to bring a few three-second Pro Mod bikes. So if the cars didn't run 3 seconds at Capital this year, Carolina Kid is my man, Travis my man, he might turn around and hear a motorcycle running 3 seconds in the eighth down at Capital this week.
Well, that'll be something. Yep. Now, would that 500 still be on the table there, Jimmy?
That 500 is out there to anything. You can bring the farm tractor up here if you want to. if you run 390, we're going to hand you the 399 or faster. We'll hand you $500 cash.
Right.
We're for the first person to do that, you know, then with all go. And every, you know, we'll see where it goes. We're still bouncing around something for some other deals, too, for on some of the other classes for Fast ET, that is.
Okay. Let me ask you this question real quick, Dirk. Since y'all doing the thing with the Grudge bike, Hey, Kenny and Big George, I'm coming to y'all in a second. But Derek, let me ask you this about the grudge thing. What do you, or so let me say, can you shed any light on the grudge game as to, you know, stepping a race, how you setting up a race, you know, how you play this grudge game, anything like that? Can you shed any light on that? The grudge game to people who actually may not know how to play this game right yet.
I'm gonna do this for you, Rick. It's just like having the best motorcycle racer in the country. We have right here as part of this team. That's Mike Mace. We got Ronnie Reese and Nan New, as you know, are three of the top money grudge racers that's been around. I'm gonna let one of those three gentlemen, because I know they're listening, they'll hit you up, chime in, and give you exactly, because I've known Mike. Mike is probably, and I'm not putting it out there, but he's got a lot of, you know, people count zeros to count money. Well, that's how much money he's won grudge racing. So if you want to talk about a lot of zeros, I think he's probably won more grudge racing than any car that's in this area, and that's saying a lot. So I'm looking for Mike to step up and tell you, or Nanu or Ronnie Reese, and talk about all the steps on the bikes.
All right. Well, with that said, let's go to the phone real quick. Miss Foxbody, can you let me speak to Kenny?
Kenny, your mic is on.
What's going on, Rick?
How you doing, sir?
Just working as always, working on transmission.
I hear that.
I'm just listening. I got on here late, about 8:20. I'm just listening to the show.
Well, would you be able to shed any light on my subject today? You know, how to play this grudge game?
Well, I'm still learning myself, Rick.
Well, yeah, you are, but I mean, you know how to step a race and how to go about things in a respectful fashion. I'm also bringing this up because I was listening to Pro Stock Joe's show earlier today, and a story was told about two racers who did not have a DP man, but as racers talked the race, agreed to a race, and then one guy said that his car was broke, so he wasn't coming. So this is a one-on-one conversation. So the other guy says, all right, well, if you broke and you're not coming, you know, I'm not going to waste my time and bring my car to the track if you can't make it. The other guy says, all right, that's cool. You know, my money good. I'll pay you when I get to the track. Well, I send my money to the track to pay you. So the guy that claimed he was broke, I mean, they said he wasn't coming to the track with his car because the other guy was broke, shows up to the track without a car, then the other guy say he ain't going to pay him because he ain't come with a car. So, by rules, there was nothing wrong with the situation, but now you become not a man of your word. But in the grudge game, you know, that's a part of the game.
Roll it over. Whatever you want.
So just trying to, you know, see, you know, shed some light on the grudge game and how it was played, you know, how some people suppose, you know, how you stipulate a race, you know, so just some of the guidelines and things of that nature that you abide by in the grudge game is basically what I'm getting at.
I think a lot of it has to do with the one thing I think most important is to do with the particular grudge race that you're racing with, is because some people you can pretty much say lock a race in verbally over the phone, and the guy is pretty much going to do, he's going to either offer the punk out money if he can't make it or show up to the race and race like he's supposed to with no hoopla and no arguing, no fighting back and forth. But then you got the other people that want to fight and make excuses. Like you said, the guy broke. Then he comes in and races with no car. I think it all got to do with the type of person you're racing to.
Right. So it's like, you know, when I was supposed to come run you guys at the creek. You know, I couldn't make it. I did show up to the track, and I paid you and JT y'all some money. You know, no squabble. I couldn't make it. The incident with me and JC at VMP, you know, it wasn't either one of our problems that the race couldn't happen. But to keep the confusion down and not have a bigger situation than what it was, I did something that I shouldn't have done, which was pay the DP again. So if you're going to be in the grudge game, even you're going to be a shyster, because that's what I look at it as, you know, you're just doing anything to get some money out of somebody, or you're going to really be a man of your word and, you know, stand behind what you say.
That's right, Rick. And like you say, it all turns on to the type of people you're running. You're right. There's a lot of shysters out there. And like what you did with us, when you come up in Maryland and you couldn't run, you paid the money, no problems. I went to South Carolina, ran Big Sex, supposed to run Big Sex to the Wright brothers, had both of them locked in. Both of them said, both of them broke. I let them out the fucking money. I got all kinds of flack for letting them out the fucking money, but they drove 7 hours to come to my race to return the favor. So, you know, it's all the people you, all the type of people you deal with.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we got one of the more vocal renowned people. I don't know who that is on the line. Miss Fox Mighty, can you open Big George Mighty? Hello? Miss Foxbody.
Something happened, Rick.
Oh, that ain't good. All right. Well, what's your take on that situation, Monster?
Well, you know, first off, everybody's got to understand the most important thing here. And Kenny said it. You got to always work together, because it's not always about the dollar bill. Because the most important thing is that Big Sexy car rode, like Kenny said, with a couple other cars up there to support him. And that's why we try to do everything we can to support everybody in the DMV. And that was the whole purpose of the race at Capitol. And it's ironic that we're talking about this, because Larry and I just left from down at Buzz Creek, and he gave us a couple dates there, which tomorrow I'll be calling Capitol to move stuff in between so that we can spread it out for the people in the DMV. But it's important that your word is your bond. And it keeps a lot of the confusion down. And it's funny, I'm actually working on a sheet right now as we speak to try to take out some of the Roger and them at the GRF. They gave me a sheet, Rick. But what I'm thinking is, if you're going to run a guy, and the way that things are going now, it's almost to the point where I got to give you this sheet to check off on, hey, we're going to do this, this, and this, so that we're all on the same page, and it helps me help my announcer in the track announce that these guys are going. We won't ever try to put the dollar amounts out there, because that had the Internal Revenue up there chasing us all around the buildings up there. So what we try to do is just make it known that they're running for a hamburger. You with me?
Uh-huh.
If it was like a big hamburger, you say they're running for quite a few hamburgers, you know? But the thing of it is, Rick, you got to do with Kenny, which is my man. Kenny said it best. You got to make it to where it works for everybody. Be realistic. If the DP money's up and the guy really broke, I mean, work with the guy. Not only did you get him for $500 or whatever the DP money was, now this man got to spend thousands of dollars to get the engine back, and you didn't get the race off. And this is what people don't understand. The fans never stop emailing and calling when that race don't happen.
Yeah.
Woo. They don't understand. I mean, people literally go ballistic about that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my point on it, Rick.
Well, I wasn't trying to speak on my situation, actually, because I kind of got a gag order on me now, but that's like here nor there. But as I said, you know, when they finish with their obligations to their situation, then maybe we can do something. But until then, you know, we're not going to be able to do nothing. I know that's not what people want to hear, but right now that just is what it is.
Hey, Rick.
So, yeah.
It's back, man. I'm going to chime in real quick, and this is because in Monster Knows, man, we've been around a long, long time. Grudge racing back in the day was street racing. Thank God it's gone to the racetrack now. But we had stipulations on top of stipulations, and we had no matter what, at the end of the day, no matter how much money was lost or won, two guys shook hands. And this day and age, we want the same thing out of this street, this grudge racing. We want this grudge racing. I mean, you don't have to make a play on words or whatever. Just be straight up. This is what I want. This is what you want. And if an act of God happens, I mean, you know, don't crucify another guy. That's where I'm at with it.
Right. Hey, Big Dirt.
Yeah.
I got to take my hat off to you on that, because sometimes you got to be careful when you say things. And what you just said is exactly how it's got to be put out there. The most important thing, and you laughing, and I know why you're laughing about that. We had a situation one night up on 29 when Dirk and them found out who I was, and the guys, we went up there and ran. It was a Korean boy. Nobody would run him. And I said, we'll run him. We ran him up at Dirk, and them was like, man, them guys, they come to run. Afterwards, we were all sitting. Dirk, I know we were there till 6 o'clock in the morning. We all sat out on the curb out there on the side of 29 drinking Pepsis and talking stuff, eating potato chips out of each other's bags.
Absolutely.
So I understand.
And it was Jeff, I remember Jeff Rogers, that car, y'all think he could drive now. He was his ex Mustang, and we didn't have. I'm saying that we didn't have half the problems that these guys are having now with getting these races off and trying to be super technical. Say what you want. Ask the guy what he wants. If y'all agree, go out there and get it done. You know?
Yeah. Hey, well, Derek, one of the names that you call that could explain some of this stuff to me.
Yeah, Nan New.
Yeah, he called my cell phone, but he's should be calling the show.
Right, I just had him to call a show. If you see 4961, that's him trying to get in.
Hey, Rick.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, this is Jimmy. I wanted to add something to that. The drivers at the top of the lanes there that are discussing their grudge race, it's very important for them to know exactly what they're doing between the two drivers before they go out there. But it's also and very important for the man that's running them lanes to know mm-hmm. what they're doing as well. Because what we find is some of them want 8 mile pro tree, no time. Some of them want quarter mile regular tree. Some of them want pro tree, quarter mile. So it's almost like you have to keep the man at the top of the lanes informed with your race. And when you get, you know, 5 and 6 races coming at you and they're all different races, I know this because you see me out there all the time, making sure, going to the cars, making sure we got to, because we get them getting the race all set up in the lanes, and then they pop out there, and they're in the boxes, and we still don't know what their race is yet. So sometimes I've even had it to where we are trying to set their race for what they're going to race while they're in the water box already. So it's really important.
Yeah, well, in return, it actually ends up slowing up the process.
Right. Exactly. To get better in the future, you know, we should have one person in each camp, you know, prior to coming through those chains, so we know what the race is and there's less chance for an error. Yes, I wanted to throw that in there because, you know, that way, it's three people there. It's important. The two drivers got to know what they're running for, what they're doing, what their race is. But if that gentleman at the top of that lane doesn't know, there's all the room in the world for error for that track to not get your race right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to put that out there.
Couldn't we get a piece of paper that we could write on? They could check off exactly how they want their race to go and then hand that piece of paper to you or whoever's running the line, and that way you call it to the tower and they know exactly what's going on. And when it's checked off on paper, we don't have any discrepancies.
Yeah, well, that's
you can do that, but that's kind of asking for a lot, you know what I'm saying, while you're on the spot at the racetrack. I mean, mm-hmm. So, like he's explaining, you know, one person can go up there with the lane guy and make sure they both stand the same thing or agreeing to the same thing so the lane guy can call it into the tower. That's the simplest way.
I try to make that happen. You've seen every race so far. I'm usually right at the top of the lane with Andrew here, and you know, we work it together and with the girls up here. But I've had to deal to where I have them leaving the water box, and we're just fine. I've had them sitting in the water box, and one of them would think that they had a pro tree, and the other one would think they had a regular tree. So, you know, it is, but, you know, like I said, I think it should be the two drivers should do all their talk to get it right, but it also should be the guy at the top of that lane needs to know because, you know, when you're saying red lights make people pay, it's the track official, the cop, must be aware of what race you are asking for.
Right. Well, let me get a special guest in here real quick, Mr. Pro Stop Dillon.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, Doctor?
What's going on, sir?
Holding on with both hands, scared to let go, man. Listening to you guys talk about this grudge thing, and I think a lot of folks have made some very valid points. Any input that I can give, if you ask a specific question, I'd be more than glad to give.
Well, just my thing was overall, I gave the scenario or the story that you told on your show. And just trying to shed some light on you know, you and Dog have talked about this quite a bit, how, and especially Rock, how people want to get in the grudge game but don't know how to play the game. You know what I mean? So people not actually understanding the stipulations they making or don't stick to the steps they making, and you know, kind of have shit like half ass basically. You know, and I remember you doing like a little series on this. I think you can call it Rules of Engagement or something. That's what it was.
Rules of Engagement. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So basically, I just wanted. If you can get on here and share some light on some, maybe some of them rules of engagement or how to play this game if you're going to be involved in a grudge game.
Okay, let me give you the short version. Let me start out by saying everybody has to go into grudge racing knowing this one thing. If you remember this, I think you'll be okay. Well, at least two things. Grudge racing is organized chaos. Organized chaos. Yes, two cars are going to race, but they can race any way they choose. That's the chaos part. They can, you know, one guy can start racing before the other guy starts racing. He can come from the front, come from the back. You know, they can bet different odds on the money. They can have two red lights. They can do a whole bunch of stuff. That's organized chaos. But the second piece you got to remember is right now, it's going to be, you know, the race has to be fair, but the object is to trick you. You've been introduced to the world of trickery when you grudge race. See, it's not my job to drive both cars. If you think we're having a regular tree and we got a pro tree, oh well. It's not my fault that your guy didn't do the right thing, that you got some misinformation somehow. It's not my fault if I tell you one thing but I do another. This is my job is to trick you and to beat you out of your money, and that's half the fun of it. And there's no hard feelings because of it. You got to understand it. Your job is to do the same thing to me. My job is to run my 450 car in the eighth against your 550 car. But my job is also to make you think that my car is a 650 car. You know, I saw a car go out the other day at Darlington and purge the nitrous, but then make a motor pass, right, to try to bait somebody in. So you've been introduced to the world of trickery. And it's when you understand that you've been had, you just got to put an H on your chest and handle it. That's really the problem. The guys don't want to, you know, when those guys play those games at the track, those little dice games. I mean, the little ball game where you hide the ball and you got to find it, and you bet $200 and the red
right.
card and the black card. Listen, if you play the game, you go into it knowing his job is to trick you and take your money. And that's exactly what you're trying to do to him. But when he tricks you and fools you, you can't get mad now. If you win, you get paid. If you lose, you got to pay. And that's really the problem. Guys just don't want, I mean, you can say a whole bunch of things. There's ways that you get races and all that. But at the end of the day, you just got to be an honorable man. When you get had, you got to understand, grudge racing is about tricking somebody. You go in knowing that, this is organized chaos. Guys, to trick you, to fool you, and to take your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 or $5,000 or $50,000. My job is to trick you and take your money. And when you get tricked, you just got to smile and say, yeah, you got me. But goddamn, it's trouble for the next dude coming along because you just taught me a lesson. A lesson bought
right.
is a lesson taught. And that's really the long and short of it.
I agree with that some, and I don't agree with that some. Only for the reason is trickery now is fightery later. These guys are this becomes very hostile when somebody gets tricked. So they bait them in. I think is a better
word.
It is baiting them in. This thing gets real bad.
And this is the problem.
They don't feel like they've been tricked. They feel like they've been cheated.
Right, but here's the problem.
I thought the whole thing here was, for myself, maybe I got it wrong too. I thought the whole thing here was to get these cars off the street so people, innocent people, are not getting hurt. And it wasn't about the dollar bill. It was about the safety of the families out there that's going down the road. So the tracks open their gates to say, look, we welcome all of you guys that want to do this out there on the highway. Please bring it to the tracks so we can keep it off the streets. But now this is just my opinion of this now, which ain't much, but to take this from there and now make it something that is going to be ugly in the racetracks, I don't agree with that myself. I thought this was
okay.
about winners and losers.
Dude, you're absolutely right.
I thought
Let me explain to you. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We did want to get out the streets, have everybody come to the track, get up to specs and all the safety equipment. That whole thing is absolutely right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the problem is that guys don't know how this game is played. And that's when you have a guy who wants to fight, like I said, the three-card Monty game. The guy's job is to take your money. He's not there for his help. His job is to take your money. So a couple of rules of engagement. Never bet more than you can stand to lose. That's number one. And number two, you've got to understand, when somebody tricks you or gets over on you in any kind of way, as long as they do it fair. Now, I'm not talking about saying, I got a big block. I mean, I said I got a small block, but it turns out I have a big block. I'm not talking about saying I'm going to run you on motor and I run you on nitrous. That's cheating. That's cheating. That's not tricking. That's cheating. That is actually cheating.
Right.
But when I make you think my car is slow but my car is fast, now see, that's trickery. When I tell you that I can't make it to the lanes and you stay in your pit but I come to the lanes and you miss lane call, that's trickery. That's not cheating. Your job is to be in the lanes at 8 o'clock. If you're not there, guess what? You lose. So, I mean, guys don't usually go down to those extremes, but what I'm saying is that you got to understand how the game is played. If I trick you in any way, then you got to understand you just got tricked, and you got to learn how to handle that and not get it done again, and next time you be in the position to trick somebody else. If that's what
you're saying. That could be fun. It could be. But right now in this world and the way the things are out here, they're not looking at that as trickery. They're looking at that as cheatery.
I think that has a lot to do with the individual too.
That's true.
The whole problem. So
well, that's why we
the people who really get upset and got a problem with it don't know how to play the game, which is the whole issue.
That's why we've asked for rules. Of rules to this engagement here, because if you're talking about taking money out of people's pockets and stuff like that, I mean, there's got to be some type of guidelines here.
Yeah, Jay Barnes is working on getting us a set, Ricky.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Nano, do you have any, you got anything you want to chime in about on this? Nano?
According to the rules, the motorcycle rules, we grudge race motorcycles, so we basically go by the same rules as the car. Basically, like Postdoc Joe was saying, basically, it's more so trying to, I would say, out-hustle another person. Don't bet more than what you can chew off. That's when people kind of get upset and stuff with the whole grudge racing thing. They don't really understand. They come in and try to bet a whole bunch of money. If you think they got cheated, then that's when the problems. So we really haven't had that problems with the motorcycle grudge racing. I don't know how it has been with the cars, but we haven't had any of those problems. Like this weekend, we have a Street Strokers event at Capitol. We're going to have grudge racing there, and I'm pretty sure we won't have any problems there at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, as I was saying, it still all boils down to the individuals that's involved in the race.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's up, Manu?
What's going on, Master?
How you doing, man? I'll be up there Saturday. I'm going to ride
tomorrow.
On the bikes, Manu. You're going to have to show me how to change the gears. I'm going to put some trickery as a pro stock. What's up, pro stock? I'm going to put some trickery on.
What's up, Master?
How you doing, man?
It's trickery, yeah, right. I ain't never seen a motorcycle with training wheels on it, so I don't know what kind of trickery you plan on doing.
Hey, man, I'm going to ride. I told you I'm going to ride one.
Hey, we start you off on the scooter first.
Hey, no problem, man.
Yeah, but we got the Big Truck Bonanza Street Struggle event this Saturday at Capitol Raceway, giving out big money, $1,500 for Street ET, $2,000 for Pro Mod, $2,000 for Real Street, $1,500 for Crazy 8. We're giving out ridiculous money, so we're looking for a big crowd, grudge racing, bike show, raffle off the scooter, the Willie machine going to be there, bikini contest. We're going to have the whole 9 yards. It's going to be lots of fun.
All right. Well, hey, Joe, I appreciate you shedding some light. Maybe we can get your rules of engagement segment going on up here so we can do it as I say, educate people on how this grudge game actually go.
Hey, Ricky, I'm just sitting out of dinner right now, but I'll tell you what, though. You'll call me tomorrow, and we'll set something up.
week. We'll come on the next couple of shows, and we'll do it in 15 or 20 games, and we'll get back in. We'll try to get everybody on the same page, you know.
Okay, well, your phone messing up real bad right now, but all right, we'll do that.
All right, okay,
Doctor, we'll... take it easy, bro.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
All right, man. Miss Fox,
hey, Jimmy Bradshaw.
Hold on, wait. Miss Foxbody, we got any more callers in the queue?
Yes, Hollywood.
Oh, you said Hollywood?
Yes.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Rick? Nah, I'm just listening to this grudge stuff. That's all. I mean, some of them guys are way off balance on this, you know what I mean? On this grudge.
I wouldn't say that. I mean,
because a lot of them racist, Rick, they already know what the deal is before they hit the lane. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
And it's in the Bradshaw. The money's already there. The race is already set up. What they're going to run, what light they're going to run. You know, basically, I agree with Bradshaw. He needs to be verified with what light, what which, and that. And a lot of times, you got so many people there, one person can walk up and say, hey, this is the deal on the lights.
Right.
You know, and this way everybody's a fool. You know, a lot of times, the race is already set. They know what they're running. And they, you know, there's nothing to really discuss on this situation. You know that as much as everybody else on here knows that. When that race is
right.
In, they're discussing that race. They're telling you what they want. They're already set before you get up in the lane. But to let the guys know with the license, I agree with that, yeah. I don't agree with some of it. I mean, you're bringing two different types of grudge racing into this game. You know what I mean?
Well, how do you figure that? What's the two different types of grudge racing?
Well, I mean, you're bringing old school into the new school. I mean, you know, there's going to be cheating no matter what. It's basically, the old saying is bring what you know, run what you brung and hope you brung enough. I mean,
okay. So tell me this real quick. What's old school about what I'm saying? So I understand we on the same page.
Well, I mean, people don't. I mean, people sit there and say, "Oh, well, you know, you got new people coming into this game." Yes, you sure do. But most of them are all old school people, and we already know the game, and we already know how it's been played out. We already know the ins and outs. We already know the tricks. If you're new,
okay.
If you're new,
so tell me this. Tell me this. If that's the case, then why is there so many people still who don't understand what the hell is going on in the course of a grudge race?
But they've been stealing for years, right?
Huh?
They've been stealing for years. They've been robbing and stealing in this game for years. You're not going to change it. If you change it, you're going to find a new way to do it. Come on, it's common sense, don't you think?
Well, I mean, yeah, it is to a point for some, but you still have those who don't know how to play the game.
Well,
that's why I'm talking about this today. You know, to try to shed some light on if you're gonna get in the grudge game, you need to know how to play the game.
Well, basically the grudge game's like a thug. There's no rules. Truthfully, that's the fact.
Well, you got rules in anything. You got rules in street racing, and basically what we got is
only
we got
rules,
the
only rules you got for street. Only rules is a difference. It's not much difference between street racing and grudge racing.
Well,
and,
we brought
in that department. If you run in a pro mod grudge racing, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're mixing two together, and it's two different games.
What we're doing here is we're bringing street racing to the track. And it's a new set of rules.
What rules are you trying to set? That's the point. I mean, the point is, they already know the race. They already know what they're up against. They've already been looked over the motors, nitrous to nitrous, size of tires, you know, how much fall away, if it's a 10-5, street bar. They already know that before they
Hold on, Hollywood. Hey, Mr. Foxbody, we got some. Who is that with the background noise? Can you mute your phone?
Give me a second, I'll find out for you.
Okay, go ahead, Hollywood. Sorry about that.
I mean, really, you're never going to change them rules. You're not.
you know, you could sit
well,
there. And
I don't think we're looking to change them. I'm just what I'm saying is I'm trying to, I guess in other words, trying to educate people as to if you're gonna grudge race, at least know the rules. That's what I'm saying. I ain't trying to change that.
I agree. I understand that, Rick. But let's honestly, are there any rules in the grudge racing game? You run 8 mile, you run quarter mile, and you run a regular trail.
What I'm saying is the situation that they had Saturday. All right, one person knew that they had no auto start on, but the other person didn't. Right.
So you, as a racer, you're supposed to know this. You're supposed to know whether they got auto starter on or auto start on
well,
or off.
Well, I heard both sides of that story, and basically, the one who complained the most didn't even ask for the auto start, first of all, because they didn't think it was on. And the track,
go ahead.
You know what I mean? They didn't know that they didn't ask for it. And I talked to your horse's mouth, so I know. Now,
right, so that's my point. One person knew that they had auto start on, and one person knew that it was going to be off, and the other person didn't.
Now,
you being a racer, you're supposed to know this. Like I said, this same situation happened with a pro bar car down the creek.
Neither side knew what was going on with the auto light. I talked to both. I talked to the one who's complaining, and they didn't know because they didn't say nothing. They thought off the top of their head it wasn't going to be on. That was that deal there.
Okay, this is my point, and listen to me real close. This is not the first time that this has happened, especially not in this area. But you as a racer, if you grudge racing, these are things that you need to know. Is the auto start going to be on or is it going to be off? Don't just assume because you go to the racetrack that the shit going to be off. That's what I'm saying. You need to know.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but like I go back to what I said earlier, they know exactly what they are running. If it's there, it's both sides to let the people know in the lane what the deal is. I agree with Bradshaw that they need to be notified, but 9 times out of 10, they already know what the races is, what the light is, if they already know. If they don't know, then you know what? That's on them because you're not going to never know. Grudge racing.
Then you're speaking of the racer, correct?
I'm thinking, hey, I'm talking about the races. The track,
right.
They just want to know ahead of time, which we try to make it best of our knowledge. You let them know what we're running. That's common sense to tell that guy that. So you know when you're up there, you got the correct light, the correct whatever needs to go down. They got it.
Right.
You can take it from the street. You can take it to the track. You can do whatever you want. It's all the same deal when you run this grudge racing stuff. I've been in this for too long. I know every ins and outs. If somebody's new coming in, there's no handbook. It's like being thrown out on the street and trying to be a thug. Learn yourself. That's how it is. And then people are going to take advantage of it. Sooner or later, they're catching one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. But, you know, you still have those that just they have been in the game and still don't know.
And Bradshaw made a comment about, you know, we don't want the fighting. Well, you know, we all don't want to fight. But, you know, you got some people that think that's going to solve the problem. You're not going to stop that either. The only thing is you hope to talk some sense into these guys beforehand. And I understand. But you're not going to stop. You have that in regular bracket racing. You have fighting. You have people yelling and screaming because they don't like it. They're bad sportsmen. You know what I mean? You have that at every racetrack. You're never going to stop it. And I'll bet the farm on it, you're never going to stop it. Grudge racing is a dirty game. You might as well become a thug and play that game because that's exactly what grudge racing is, period. And I know everybody on here is listening agrees. It tears me up when people look at rules and all this. You know, you're telling secrets when you sit there and say, oh, well, here, blow the nitrous off. You know, that's part of the game. You know what I mean? If you don't know it, you're going to learn it sooner or later if you're going to stay in the game, period.
Yeah.
It ain't bracket racing. Bracket racing's got rules. We all know that. That's why everybody likes the grudge racing because you get advantage here and you got advantage here. You can stiff somebody very quickly in grudge racing. That's what grudge racing is.
The thing is, we could go on all night here and talk about this. Once Mr. Jay Barnes gives us the rules of engagement, we've got some kind of parameter and something to work with there, Rick.
There's no rules in grudge racing.
What he's talking about are the rules when it comes. The rules apply to the belt.
Rules should be let the people know in the lane what light, what type of light, and what the deal is. That's it. That's all the rules there is.
Listen, what Jamie's talking about is the rules for the belt. We gotta be doing a grudge belt.
I'm just gonna listen in.
That's cool. I'm just saying, I'm trying to explain to you what he's talking about. So, you know, it's just not all wrong information. But when it comes to this grudge belt that we're going to get for the area, it's going to have some rules with it.
Right.
And if you don't abide by those rules for that belt, then you'll be stripped of the belt, just like a boxer would, of his titles if he don't abide by the sanctioning body. You know what I mean?
But you're saying,
I agree with you 200%. I mean, you can't really teach, unfortunately, but, you know, I was trying to shed a little bit of light on the situation. You know, people need to learn how to play this game if they're going to be in the game. That's all I'm saying.
One more thing, Rick, to set pretty much the sight on this. You could take a car that weighs 3,500 pounds. You can gut the car out, put the car back to where it looks like it's 3,500 pounds. Are you going to tell me that your car is weighing 2,700 pounds? You're not. It's a game. It's a trick. It's what it's all about. And that's basically all I got to say.
Well, let me, Hollywood, let me ask this, Jimmy. I'm going to see if I got this here. Now, when you say old school, new school, I'm going to go with this on that because this is what I'm thinking now. Old school is where we used to go out on the street.
I love you, Jimmy.
Well, we used to go out on the street there, and we had no tree. We had no water. It was a hand drop.
A flashlight.
And there was absolutely no rules, and you had a flashlight in your hand. But then, now, the new school is we've asked for all that to be brought from off the street to the track. In order to bring it to the track, we also need a little bit of fairness to know what tree to give you. But here's the thing that I think that, just an opinion here, that I think
I
we're losing
100% on that.
The money,
I think, all respect
so what
to
I,
you.
I understand as far as, you know, setting something up and a man travels 3 hours or 4 hours, tells you he'll be there. I think he should have to give you something for that if he sets it up. But here's another thing that I think we're losing out on a little bit here, and it's this. You know, when you pay somebody that's in the water box that hasn't made it down the track, and you pay somebody that has red lighted on the, that hasn't made it down the track, you know, to me, I haven't seen a race yet. So I'm kind of confused. I'm kind of confused when you say grudge race, or are you just going to grudge on the starting line? Because there ain't been a race
yet.
Well,
let me explain something to you, and I see where you're going with that. If you line up and you stage, and that ball comes down, if you red light, you lose. If you stage and the race is on, you already got to say, hey, if I don't move, it's a race. Like, again, that goes back to the lane. We already got that discussed in the lane. If you move, if you don't move, and you do, and the other car don't, basically 9 times out of 10, it's still not a race. But if there's a malfunction in that light, then neither one of them should be paid, and they should re-race it, and let's roll it again. Okay? And another thing is
I was just trying to get the differences between when you say that old school, new school. The only thing I can think there would be the
new
old school.
School means the new people
were to come out on the roadway was the old school, and the race track
New school is you got these new guys, these young guys coming in, or whoever wants to try to get into the game don't have a clue because they always used to this bracket racing thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean? But when you get, it's like me getting into bracket racing, I don't know how to base them lights. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. I'm new. So basically, I'm new school to it. But if you want
to
grudge racing, then it's totally different. Everybody knows you roll. You roll through the beam, and the light comes on. The race is over. You pay up. Period.
All right. Well, let me ask you, Hollywood. Okay. Let me ask you a question.
Go right ahead.
The race is set. The money's right. Both cars roll into the tree. The left car rolls in, puts both bulbs on. The right car rolls in, puts the top bulb on, and
that's
goes
on the
red.
Time.
Who wins? Who wins?
Nobody, because the one thing is, what'd you say, the red light comes on.
Oh,
yeah, the
red
light.
You got one guy in a full stage. The
okay.
other guy's got top bulb on. So that
okay.
means he's never made it to a full stage.
And he doesn't move.
And there's no way he could have red lighted because he's got top bulb on and he hasn't moved. Because if he moves, he's going
right.
to bring the bottom one on. So who wins?
Did all the lane car moves?
No.
Nobody moves.
Listen to what he said. He said one car rolls in, lights both bulbs. The second car rolls in and lights the top bulb, but he gets red lit. Nobody should win, nobody should lose because that's a technical problem with the tree.
Right. And that's something you discuss with the racetrack because apparently they made a error. And if it's run over. Nobody burnt the track off. Nobody moves. So sure, you re-race it. That'd be common sense. Unless you want to be a prick, and then that's when that stuff starts. Who knows? You know better than that. Anybody in the grudge racing knows better. If you take off another car, and the car red lights, and you both take off, you know it's done. If somebody drifts through the light by accident, just restart it. What's the problem? Everybody knows the game. You know what I mean? Basically, everybody knows the game.
Hey, hold fast. Let me got we got Jeff Rogers trying to get on. Lady A, can you go to the next call?
He was in there. He was in with this.
God damn! I said Lady A. Miss Foxbody.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to say that mantra over and over when we hang up the phone. I'm not showing any callers in the beginning.
Oh, they just. Do any of y'all know Jeff Rogers' phone number? They say he's on, but
I got Jeff Rogers' number.
What's his area code and his last four?
All right, hold a second. Hold on. If he's on his cell, I got it.
Oh, okay, I got it. 443-4219. You see that, Miss Foxbody?
You're gonna get in trouble.
And I do not see him.
Oh, okay.
Hold on from that wreck. Let me look it up. Hold on.
4219.
Wait a minute.
You want to try to call him?
Hold on.
They're saying they won't let him out.
Hollywood, give him
hold on.
Thank you.
Hey, can you call him, Hollywood, and get him off?
Hold on.
His last four is
4219, 443. I got that, but they saying they won't let him on the show. Can you call him on three-way?
I can try.
You don't know that stuff. That's new school.
Man, look.
The way I look at it like this, y'all might learn something here tonight, okay? we're listening.
All right, Ms. Foxby, do we have any other callers in the queue?
We do not.
Quiet.
Okay.
He's still waiting to ask you a question.
Monster, you got awful quiet back here.
He's just doing the line because his line's beeping, so unless he's got another call.
Is there any way you can refresh the screen, Ms. Foxby, to see if...
Hey, Josh, are you going to get online? He said he can't get on, Rick.
Tell him to hit number one and get in the queue.
It would tell you if you're out of the queue and you hit it again, it tells you you're back in the queue.
That's new school.
teaching the old school some new school tricks.
Is that like teaching an old dog a new trick?
He said it might be too many people online, Rick.
He's saying the show is full.
It's saying the show's full. Yeah, no more. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Ms. Foxbody, are you able to call him?
Are
you able to call him?
I am not.
Okay. Jeff, you can't join him on three-way on your phone?
No, you know I don't have to do that. I'm old school. You heard what them guys say.
Well, y'all go ahead and talk. I'll see if I can call him on my phone.
You got his number, Rick?
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead and talk, I'm gonna call you.
Rick's going to call you on his cell phone and get you on freeway. All right, bro. All right, he's waiting for you, Rick.
All right, y'all go ahead and talk. I'm going to call him there. Hold on.
Good, I'm liking it.
Get on there. Hey, Brash off. Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
You know I love you, bro.
Hey, man, this is what we do. You know what I mean? This is what we do, man, right here. This is, put it out there and it's actually fun.
Your point is right. Your point is definitely right. You need to let you guys know in the lane what's going on. That is common sense to let you guys
know. Well, that's just, I only know because I'm out there every time. And this thing that just happened last week here, this race was over, and we were all in the tower. I was in the tower. So here's my other point to that. I don't even know if the track knew what race was happening with these two guys.
Well, you know, when we race, I come to you guys. I tell you guys exactly what's going on.
I know. Well, that's what needs to be done, and everybody needs
yes.
to know that.
This way, everybody's covered. The race is already set before it even gets up to you guys. They know what they're racing for and what
right.
the deal is. Even if it's a flip of a coin, they already know the deal. But they need to definitely, and I'm telling everybody, they need to let these guys know so you can get this race off nice and clean and out of the way. And if you can,
even for that race right there, the reason why I say this is because it was around 10:30 or so. I was in the tower. Jamie was in the tower. We didn't even have anything else coming through. These guys were back over here to the far right at the far left at the lanes down there. They came up through, so I can't even be sure that there was a race called as far as what tree to what hat.
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this, and I ain't trying to, you know, throw nobody out, but I think they're going to have their hands full if anybody trying something with Jeff Rogers. But Jeff Rogers ain't a slug. You know what I mean? I've been with that guy for a long time. And
he
must have been a nice guy that night.
Yeah.
No, because that's not. I stopped all that. I wasn't going to let that happen. When we went down there, to say one thing to start it off with. Look, we can do all the yelling in the world. We can debate all we want to. But as far as somebody touching another person at this facility, will be thrown out, period.
Yeah, but you know what? I have to say, you're never going to stop that. That's going to happen frequently.
That's fine.
That won't happen.
That is fine,
it won't
you know
happen
what?
Every time, but you can't stop that, Jimmy. Honestly, you really
can't. No, because here's where this goes. We have to.
And we can stop it on the starting line.
We all see this all the time, this debate and stuff and this yelling and this. And that's what makes it fun. But when you touch somebody, you've crossed the line now.
But the thing is, if somebody touches somebody else, another person retaliates, you know what I mean? You can't throw the people out who's protecting themselves.
You can't. Well, you can't touch. You cannot touch, period. Period.
Right.
I won't hear nothing else other than that. You cannot touch.
The thing is, if somebody touched somebody else, and they're not gonna. That'd be like punk out money. You're not gonna punk out. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, in the same hand, there we're hoping that it don't get that. So if we
but
do
the
these
thing
things.
Is, I agree. Don't come into this game playing that kind of game. Keep
that's
that
right.
shit
especially on the starting line.
Exactly.
Because what you'll have
right.
is you'll either have one guy going to jail or two guys going to jail. Yes.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen because basically they're probably telling both go to separate ways. You know what I mean? But the situation
we have troopers here that enforce that.
I understand you guys got troopers, but let's get down to reality because really this is another subject that I'm pretty well known on. They won't arrest nobody unless there's a weapon or something else. Basically, nobody wants you to pay for it.
Hollywood, you know okay. Where I've spent the night before. Assault is assault.
Well, let's put it that way. Well, that's because you want, you know,
Hollywood,
you're in the wrong place.
Stop it right there.
Hollywood,
stop right there. Cork it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen on this
starting
line.
Well, I'll put it this way. Somebody put their hands on me, I'm not going to punk out because I ain't no punk, first of all. Second of all,
well,
you know, you're not – one thing, let's change the whole subject because really it's not a – you know, you're not going to win that subject.
I agree.
But let's put it this way. What we need to do is get out now and saying, hey, don't bring that into this game.
That's what we're
trying to do. You can argue, cuss, scream. But let's not bring that into this game for everybody.
That's why Jimmy was saying don't touch.
Don't touch.
You're absolutely right. You're right.
You know
scream,
what I mean?
Yell, holler, do what you want to.
Right.
Just
I mean, that's the game. I mean, I've been out there on the street at 5:30 in the morning and been arguing all night just to get one race off for 1,000. You know what I mean?
That's right. But watch this now, Hollywood. Listen to this. Hey, and you can watch this now. This is where we are with this, and someone can do that with you, and man, you can argue for hours with him, right? Unless he touches you, correct?
Well, we never had that problem on the street.
Okay, well, that's what we're just saying. We don't want that at all. So we're just saying to everyone,
right.
Hey, we can do this, and it's all in fun, and we can yell and scream and all that. But just remember the golden rule to this deal. Don't touch another person.
I agree. Don't bring it to the game.
Right.
Because
remember the old rule, look, but don't touch. It's okay to look, but don't touch. Remember that, Hollywood?
Let's put it this way. Plain example, Big George. Big George wants to argue with you.
How are you doing?
For a security matchup. But you know what? You're never going to find a better racer than the grudge racing business that carries that guy. That guy don't care who he runs. He likes to yell, and he's a good racer. And that's a plain example. Nobody wants to fight. That's very true.
I back you with that 100%. Me and George have had many conversations here. Many.
Listen, I'm George, and that's the same way it went down. You know what? Me and that guy talk almost every week. You know why? Because we know, and we laugh about it. If you want to bring fighting into this game, then let's take it outside the gates and let's bet money who's going to beat who in the fight.
I'll tell you what we could do here, Hollywood.
But the thing is, we could actually get another half ring off to the side. Get what?
Okay, we're not getting anywhere with this grudge thing anymore, Rick. So,
I was trying to get Jeff on, but for whatever reason, the way the show was set up today, we can't call out after 9, and my phone will not connect on a three-way for some odd reason. So, sorry about that, Jeff. I guess Jeff wanted to share some light on the situation. But
hang on, I'll get him on here. We got another phone right here. We're going to try ourselves, Rick.
Listen.
Jeff was right here at that deal, so he could shed some light on it because he was standing right there on the starting line.
But the thing is, it should never happen. It should never went down like that. And basically, from what I hear, they didn't verify nothing with the tower, and the tower didn't know. So basically, it's a malfunction, and that race should have been run. Nobody should have been paid out. There should have been a re-race, be done, over with.
Hey, saying that now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say that now, and I say it before. You know what I mean?
Did they quit or did you go off?
Well, just those.
Hey, Ricky.
Ricky?
Hello?
Hello, 911?
Yeah, I got Jeff on with us, Hollywood. Can you hear him?
I can
say hello, Jeff.
Hello. Ricky.
Jeff,
I don't think we hear each other, Dave.
Can you hear him, Hollywood?
I can hear him. I can hear him. Jeff Rowe.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Rick.
Can you hear him, Jeff?
I did hear him. I don't know what happened. Bradshaw, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm on. Jeff's on, too. Yeah. I don't know why you're not
hearing. Jimmy, I can't hear nothing. What's going on over there?
That's what we're trying to do right now. You there,
what?
Jeff? You couldn't hear Mike talking?
Who's Mike?
Hang on. Who's Mike?
Everybody else. He told me.
Well, I just had.
He's our.
I had.
In the back, Hollywood. Talk to Jeff.
What am I going to say to him? I wasn't there. And what do you mean,
we need Ricky to talk to Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, go ahead. Yeah, I was trying to talk, but Terry from the old Jacks, he just called me. He was trying to get on, but the problem with the show is the way they set the show up today, you can't get any calls in after 9 o'clock due to, you know.
Jeff's on there, Rick.
Oh, what's up? Jeff, what's going on?
I can't barely hear anybody. I can hear some
mumbling
in the background.
Yeah,
Rick.
This is Rick. What's going on?
I can't hear nothing. Somebody going somewhere
out here.
I can't hear a damn thing.
Yeah, we're trying to
Is Jeff on speak
or something? Now, Jamie got two phones next
to him. Trying to get them linked up here. It's not working out well on this side of it either for some reason.
Let me see if I can make it three-way. Add a call.
So, Miss Foxbox,
you
don't have any callers in the queue neither due to that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm able to put this on and not in speak, but based on what I have here, no callers are in.
All right, now they trying to bootleg my show now. It's bad enough. My stuff don't get put on the net until almost a week later. Now they messing up my format.
I'm
going to have to talk to somebody about this.
I'm going to get my name right.
What did you say?
I said you got to talk to the head about that. You can't talk to me because you won't even get my name right.
I do get the name right, Miss Foxbody. You know what I mean? But Lady A just blurred out, so I don't know who be saying Lady A. I be saying Miss Foxbody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the person is to say Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Rick. Rick?
Yes.
Yeah, this Hollywood. Hey, look, I ain't going to spend too much more time on here. Let some other people get on here and talk. But basically, Brad Talk got a very good point. You need to let these guys know in the lane, the people that work there, exactly what the race is and what type of light it is. Give them guys that respect that they deserve.
Hey, Rick? Ricky?
Yeah.
I got Jeff on the line with us.
Jeff, what's up?
Hello, Ricky. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead, Jeff.
What's going on, man? I'm trying to get on a damn show, and I got in late. I can't get on. What are you all been talking about?
Trying to get some understanding of grudge racing rules and you know, just talk about a few things. And one of the things was a race that happened late Saturday.
Yeah, I was there. And what happened
was
I just got pulled in the middle of it at the last second. Somebody asked me if I wanted to bet a couple of dollars.
Right.
So I bet a couple of dollars. So then I'm sure Jimmy and them explained to you what happened with the tree.
Right. Well, yeah, they did.
At that point in time, I mean, I know there's supposed to be some deceitment and some trickery into this grudge race and stuff.
Right.
Like, but that's more or less on, you know, how fast your car is or, you know what I mean. You can't
right,
let
that's
the track.
What Post-op Joe said.
You can't let the track dictate the trickery. What I mean is, say I know Bradshaw and Jimmy better than the next guy. I can't go over the tower and tell them to put a pro tree on and it's regular tree. You follow me?
Right.
I mean, I heard pro stock too. I heard a little piece of it about that. That's part of the game. That's not part of the game. I can't go over and say it's a pro tree.
No, he wasn't saying that. That was part of the game. What he was saying was, as you just said, if he had a 450 car and you had a 550 car.
Right. All that's fair and game. But as far
as the stuff with the tree and stuff like that, that's technical problems and issues that the track has to handle, which should not dictate whether a race happens or not happens. It's a technical problem, so just back up and do the race over.
Exactly. And the guy who owned the car, I know the guy, I don't know his name right offhand. But he kinda went off the handle, he went about it the wrong way. I mean, the track did the right thing. But, I mean, if the shoe was on the other foot, he'd feel the same way. If the track told us there's no auto start, and then somebody uses auto start, how can he expect to get paid by the race?
Right.
You follow me?
Well, nobody should have got paid. They should have re-raced
right. They should have re-raced the race, but, okay, he made a pass and said he had motors hot, whatever. Rerun it again. Not come up there and run your mouth and act like you want to fight. You know, that's why half the people don't like the grudge race. Because there's always a bunch of shit involved when somebody thinks, you know, you know how it is, Ricky.
That's why
if the guy would have red-lighted, then he should have got paid. If the track red-lighted him and the track only told us there was no auto start, then how does he expect to get paid?
Well, you know, you got to get some understanding of how the shit work to eliminate problems like this. You know what I'm saying?
That's where I come in. At. That's where I said that they're going to have to learn on their own. It's like being on the street. When you grudge race, it's like being a thug on the street. You got to learn the hard way.
All right, let me hold you up right there. Now, you keep referring to this. You know, you got to learn on your own if it was
if
on the street. Hold up. Listen for a second. I'm going to give you the scenario. You take the same race, put that shit on the street where you have no rules, nobody else but you and the other guy and whatever, whatever. Now, you know as well as I know and everybody else on this phone, when you in the street, things on a whole nother level. So the same situation that escalated to the man grabbing his shirt. Hold up. Listen, man. You take the same situation where that escalated at the track to the man grabbing somebody's shirt. You put that same situation on the street and imagine what can happen. You want to tell me that you don't try to educate nobody to teach a situation to say, hey, look, man, you know, you need to be a little more level-headed about the shit because this was a track error.
I agree. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody. I agree.
Right.
But you're not going
to stop. Nobody try to cheat nobody. I mean, the track made it.
Go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead. You like to talk, you mouthy bastard.
Hey, but I'm just telling the truth. It's going to happen.
It's like playing cards. And, I mean, it's, you know, you try to deceive and, you know, try to be tricky and all about it. But there's some rules. Like you said, if you make stipulation for a race, you got to follow them stipulations and be a man and pay the punk out money or whatever y'all have stipulated. I mean, if you come to the racetrack, you're supposed to race somebody and your car breaks at the racetrack. You gotta get a van to pump that money. You gotta pay yourself and he's there. So I mean that's the way I look at it. You make the rules before you race, then you gotta stand by it. I ran ice before, and we set the race up. We actually recorded it on a tape recorder, so neither one of us could change our wording. So I mean that's how we used to do it. We used to, like you said, write it down or tape it. But when you're at the track and the race has popped up at the last minute, that's hard to do. But
What's another thing, let me also put this in there, because this is something that I've been getting a whiff of very heavy between Pro Stock Joe and Dog. Anytime you set up a grudge race, unfortunately, people can't be a man of their word. So it is very important that you have a DP man.
Right.
That way, all the rules, all the stipulations, the money, and all that is handled by one individual. So if one party does not follow through with the stips of the race, there's a person there to enforce those stipulations.
Exactly.
And the DP person is very important in grudge race.
Right. If you can't be a man about it or friends about it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to run you again soon, Ricky, soon I get this other car done. But I know that when I race you, there's not going to be no problems. We're going to pay, somebody's going to pay somebody, and that's the end of it. These other jokers,
right.
they take, I don't know, they try to make it like a, I don't know. It's more like it's personal or something, you know what I'm saying? They want to holler, scream, and get each other's face. Grudge race is about. You win some, you lose some. You just hope you win more than you lose. That's all you can
right.
do. It's supposed to be fun. If it ain't fun, then I ain't doing it. I mean, it's got to worry about who's going to sneak up behind you and, you know, punch you in the face or hit your car with something or shoot you. You know, it's stupid.
I agree with you 100%, Jeff, on what you're saying there, bud.
Yeah, I mean, like the other night, I mean, I've been thinking about that for 4 or 5 days. The other night, that guy jumped off. You know what I mean? If I was 10 years younger, it wouldn't have went down different. But what I'm saying is you got to have enough common sense to know that you told him, the track told him, that the auto start was not supposed to be on. He still wouldn't take no for an answer. He was looking for a payday. He was looking for some free money.
Yeah, that's what it was. I've seen it. I was trying to say something to even the Hollywood there about the non-touching thing. I didn't want to go into that part of it because it wasn't done to me. I seen where you were touched. And,
he didn't touch me. He pointed to me, asked me where the money was, but he grabbed the other boy's shirt.
Yeah, that's
you know
correct.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about that. You're right. He did do that. And that's when I started to say that this can't happen and so forth. But you know the way that I don't even know the young man or the guy that came up through there out of that car. But he came up through there with a raging bull to fight. He's going to knock somebody out my money. If I don't have my money, I'm knocking somebody out. So
right.
I want you telling him that nobody's touching nobody here or you will be ejected from the place, hoping that would calm it enough so we could come to some type of conclusion here to – where it didn't go that far, and
yeah, I mean,
we're not worried about the money that was at stake there. That's not the thing here. You know, the outcome that came out of that, we are fine with that. Okay?
You know, it's only,
we will learn. We're going to learn like everybody else with this as well. You know, but we felt from a track standpoint that we just wanted to be one step. You know, bigger in this situation. But from what we're learning here tonight and what we're learning from you guys here, we do see, but it goes back to what I was saying before. You know, I was in the tower when that come about, and, you know, we really tried to know what that race is, you know. Otherwise, it's very easy for this word that came out tonight, the trickery, for someone to know that you're set up on a pro tree and he's over there knowing that, but he's called for a regular tree, so you're going red.
Right, well, that's tricky. That's robbery.
This stuff, this stuff has gotten to be one step further. I mean, we're to the deal to we are hiding our monitors because they try to come up in the tower and look through the glass at the monitors. We are cutting our tickets in half in our booth down here, and we'll only hand the ticket to the driver. And we have to hide that stuff because people come by, and it's just, I don't know. I guess we could say it's still fun, but
it's getting more and more
different game.
Whole different game, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, can I say this?
Yes,
it seems like every time when I run and make a pass, I can never get my ticket in a timely fashion. I swear to God, every time I make a pass, man, they can never find my ticket.
They gotta pass it around so everybody can see it.
We're gonna work with
it. It was on the board.
We
need to pass it around.
Thank you for sharing that.
Huh?
So they whack you all the time down there. We're learning something here. We wasn't knowing this.
I'm not saying it's happening to nobody else. I just noticed when I make a pass and get to the ticket booth, they have a problem finding my ticket.
You're too fast.
That's because they're all trying to see the way you leave.
Is that what? Oh, so you're saying they're watching me make the pass?
Yeah, they're all watching you carry the wheels past the 3:30.
Oh, okay. All right.
They're saying the car's so slow and getting the ticket slow.
Jeff, I can agree with that, but if I could, and Terry just called me, I would hate to have to call the Ojax and get you involved in that.
I need a rematch. I need a rematch. That's what I need. That's what I called for. Hey, believe it or not, I ain't making no excuses. He beat me, but not the Fogger. The Viper system, I showed a bunch of people, broke off the manifold. It left the start line, it snapped off the manifold. That's the only reason old Jack, or whatever the hell you want to call him, new Jack, beat me.
Jack Daniels?
I ain't making no excuses. He beat me fair and square. But the Viper did fall off, so I'm going to need a rematch.
Fun, we appreciate all of you guys. Did a real good job on it all, man. It was a great deal. Good show.
Yeah, that was a good race. That was a good race. But unfortunately, I can't call him. So,
okay. Now, we're going to spring. I gotta redo this motor. I ain't had the motor out in like 70 passes. It's due for some rides
and some rain.
But, I heard Short Dog was on here last week talking about how he beats up on me all the time. Hey, see what happened the last two times. First time, he got a driving lesson. The second time, he got flat-out beat. Next time he gets on and talking shit, Tom.
Hey, Jeff Rogers.
What I just said.
Jeff Rogers.
Huh?
Hey, Rogers.
Yes.
We love you, man. We love you.
Who's this?
It's Hollywood. Hollywood,
Oh.
My favorite fan.
I'm frozen, man.
Yeah.
Hey, well, look, Jeff. Normally, I don't let people talk about others without getting them on the phone to defend themselves. But tonight we got a situation with the phones, so can't nobody call.
He got me last week. I heard him on it. Him and Monster. Somebody.
Well, I didn't have your number till now. So.
Okay.
Now I got your number.
Me. I said, okay, they got me when I wasn't looking.
Yeah. So now I got your number.
It's all in fun. I don't take all that
Make
to heart.
Sure.
That's the problem. All these people take everything to the heart. You're supposed to talk about each other. You're supposed to edge it on.
Yeah.
Get fans involved. Yeah. Get people involved. Yeah. Don't take it to heart,
Right. So just make sure that just like how you listen in today, make sure you call in next Thursday and you press the 1 button, and I'm going to have Short Dog on, and I have Terry on, or the old Jack. And all three of y'all can have at it.
I got you. What how come this thing shuts off at 9:00?
It was a glitch in the way somebody programmed the show. It's not supposed to shut off till 10:00.
I got you.
So today.
So we've been on air all this time.
Yeah.
Ricky, all this talking I've been doing, everybody can hear me, huh?
Yeah, everybody heard.
You're famous now.
Worldwide.
Oh, shit. I thought I was just talking to you and Hollywood and Rashad and Jamie.
No, you were talking to everybody, my friend.
Worldwide.
We're on the radio.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. All them Chevrolet boys can kiss my ass. So. All right, well, I guess I'm going to get off here and get in the chair.
Why are you running now?
So listen. Before you go, now you said you was gonna run me again.
I got a new car coming. The motor's supposed to be done, but it's too cold out already.
Okay.
But
so we're talking next year.
Next spring, I'll be in that tower. And I'm calling out Tricky Ricky, Mark, whoever's last name is Hayes. Anybody got any kind of Mark? Is there any guy around named Mark Hayes? He's still around?
Well, I can't say the name one more time. I don't understand the name. Say it again.
I think this guy used to be named Mark Hayes.
Oh, he's banging
the car down the track first.
I'm gonna call. I'm going to tire. I'm telling you, all of y'all. What's the other guy's name? The Scarecrow or something? Wicked Bird? What the? Well, I don't know the name. Wicked Bird.
Okay.
I'm raising everybody. I can't beat everybody, but I ain't scared to race none of them.
Yeah, well, they may be, I can't speak for Wicked Bird, but from what I heard, and I'm sure he's going to love this, so I'm going to put it out there anyway. From what I heard, Fuji hurt his motor, or broke something in his car Saturday, so they may not be ready till next spring themselves.
I mean,
that's just what I heard.
How many more weeks is the track open for?
Jimmy or BJ, would y'all like to shed some light on that?
Two more weeks is what we're scheduled for, this weekend and next weekend.
Yeah, you ain't going to get much more racing than that.
No.
Okay.
But I guarantee
would you
spring is going to have a lot of shit going on next spring.
Well, I hope more people come out to Woodworks, but...
we just keep racing each other every Saturday, every Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right. Somebody got to race anybody. The rest of them scared to race. They're all afraid to lose. I mean, damn. Like you say, you got to win some, you got to lose some. You can't be afraid. If it's fair, it's fair.
Hey, look.
That's right.
October the 6th at Larry T's race, I sent somebody to ask Mark Hayes and Fuji if they won the race. And I know my shit gonna light up tomorrow, but fuck it, I don't care. I asked them did they want to race. Now I got to the track at 6 o'clock, worked on two cars until my 7:30 in the lane time came up, made a pass, then made a pass in my car about 9-something. Asked Fuji did he want to run, and he says no. I'm only coming over to ask him do he want to run because he can't make it down the track. But yet he made two clean passes that evening. But yet they talking about they want to race me all year long and still no race. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
They're
like
looking for a sure race.
That's what a lot of people are looking for, sure.
I mean,
race.
It is a for sure race. Hollywood, I mean, they've been telling me they're faster than me.
You
got a bigger motor than I got.
He must have made a good-looking pass because he wasn't hooking. He didn't want the race. I mean, people were like,
a lot of people,
that's part of the game. They looking for a sure race. I mean, that's enough.
On the video I saw, I should have been shaking in my boots. That man left, had the candles lit, and pulled the parachute. As a matter of fact, on that pass, when he came back, he rolled past my trailer smiling. So I'm still trying to figure out, why we ain't getting no race off.
Right. Well, I mean, I went up to Mark and asked Mark, did he want to make a pass with that Mustang with that little S10 truck? And he said no, he couldn't get the car down the track, which, like I said, the last pass looked like he got down the track.
Yeah.
He carried the wheels out 60 foot.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of them just scared to race. I don't know why they built the cars, and he just... testing teams for 6 years. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought it was just me that looked at it that way, but
I mean, I was always with that little red Falcon. I mean, I ran you. Look at you. You got a big motor. I got a small block. I ran your head up. I didn't ask no kick, none of that shit. I ran Wicked Bird. You got a tough down chassis car. I mean,